Alif Lam Mim. Its first position is where? The first one is in the beginning of the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah. What does it mean? Does anyone know what it means? Allahu A'lam, that's the answer. Consensus among the entire Ummah of Islam, no one knows what it means. And no one will ever know what it means in this worldly life. But I ask you a question. When you read Alif Lam Mim, do you worship Allah by reading that and expect 30 hasanat from Allah, 10 for every letter? Yes, yeah? So there you go. There is a moment in life in which you are worshipping Allah by reading something, you got no clue what it means. Yet you submit and you read it as Quran and you're worshipping Allah. And that is training your heart to submit to a command of Allah even if you got no clue of the wisdom and the reason behind it. It is enough for you to know that every commandment that is in the Quran and in the Sunnah came from Al-Hakim Al-Alim, the all-knowledgeable, the all-wise. And so that means that every commandment and every prohibition must be full of knowledge and full of wisdom. Yaseen wal Qur'an al Hakim. Al Qur'an is full of wisdom in its laws and prohibitions and everything that is there. The human being is weak. The human being is intellectually deficient. The human being is incomplete. Allah Azza wa Jal is complete. Allah Azza wa Jal is perfect. And everything that comes from Allah is complete and perfect. Why would you think an incomplete human being wants to challenge a complete being in that which he legislated? Ah, wallah. Wallah, this is a sickness. This is a sickness. This is an arrogant human being. This is why when Iblis, and he was the first one to neglect the first command of Allah, when Allah said to him, make sujood to Adam, Allah considered that kibr, arrogance. Every commandment you turn away from is arrogance. Whether you like this word and being labeled with this word or not, that is the reality. So don't يعني come and say, أنا والله I'm not ready. والله أنت you're arrogant. That's all it is. إلا إبليس أبا واستكبر. And didn't Iblis have a justification with him? Saying, أنا I'm better, but now I'm created from fire, he's created from clay. So what? Let's assume fire is better than clay. So what? Allah commanded to make a sajda. It's not about who's better and what's better. It's about there's a commandment. Follow it. No justification, no reason, no complaint, no rubbish. So anyone who receives a commandment of Allah and says, I'm not ready for it. I'm not in the best situation for it. You don't know what's happening in my life. You don't know the stress I'm going through. You don't know the difficulty and the calamity I'm going through. This is not the time for it. Wallahi, arrogance. And you are only increasing your calamity upon calamity. Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Whenever they were told, say La ilaha illallah, adhere to Allah's command, submit to Allah's command and instructions, Allah labeled their rejection with one word. He said, yastakbirun. They would arrogantly reject. That's it. That's all it is. So go and find a solution for yourself, because that's the reality. As harsh as it may sound, that's Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy. Teaching us you're a human being owned by Allah. Allah knows you more than you know yourself. So don't give excuses to Allah. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah Azza wa Jal did not burden us more than what we can carry. You see all these commandments in the Quran? Wallahi, every human being can fulfill them. No matter what your situation was. Didn't I give you the situation of Musa alayhi salam? You can consider that like the biggest calamity you're going through. Did he say, look, Allah, it's not times now. Where am I going to obey now Allah and take a stone and boom, throw it and cast a staff onto the sea? It's not time for it. I'm in a huge calamity now. My life's on the line. Nothing will save you from your calamity other than obeying Allah's command and rushing to it. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to instill within our hearts submission to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala.